From Spark and Anvil and Figure Forge, this is Chain in Chapter 1 of the Figure Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Trope's detective cast met Chain by the blacksmith shed, where loops of bright metal links hung gleaming on the wall. Chain was a long, link-bodied creature, like a friendly living chain, and each link of her body was stamped with a letter sound. When she said words that began with the same sound, two of her links would clink together and lock, joining up bright and tight. "Big blue balloon," she said, and three of her links, all the B sound, clinked together into a shining run. The words felt linked, joined, fun to say. "Your body links up when words share a first sound," a young detective noticed. Chain gave a happy little rattle. "That's my craft," she said. "My name is Chain. I keep the alliteration when words near each other start with the same sound." She clinked a run of links together. "Silly, slippery snake. All those S words link up, hand in hand. The repeated first sound chains them together, and a chained phrase is fun to say and easy to remember."
The detectives leaned in. "Show us what it does," one said. Chain spoke a plain line. The wind moved through the trees. The words sat there, separate, unlinked. Then she reset it with linked first sounds. The wild wind whispered through the willows, and the W words clinked together down her body, and the whole phrase suddenly flowed, musical and tight, a pleasure to say aloud. "Feel how they link?" Chain said. "Wild, wind, whispered, willows, all starting with W. The matching first sounds chain the words into one smooth run. It catches the ear. It sticks in the memory. That's why so many sayings and titles and tongue twisters use it." A young detective grinned. "It's like the words are holding hands." "Exactly," Chain clinked, pleased.
Trope asked Chain to join the detective cast. "These young detectives write flat lists of words," Trope said. "Nothing links, nothing flows. I think you could teach them to chain their sounds." Chain rattled with delight. "Oh, I'd love to," she said. "I'll teach them to link words up." So Chain joined the cast, and the detective's phrases began to clink and flow.
When Trope teaches alliteration, Chain leads. "Pick a sound," she tells the detectives, "and find two or three words near each other that start with it. Dancing daisies, crooked crows, a marvelous magical morning. Link them up and read it aloud. Feel how it flows." A young detective wrote a flat description of a storm. Chain helped him chain a few first sounds, the storm's strong sweeping squalls. The S words linked, and the line suddenly had a wild, whistling music. "Now it flows," Chain said, "and you'll remember it too." But then she taught the clue that matters most. Another detective had chained every single word with the same sound, and it came out a hopeless tongue tangle. Chain's links snarled into a knot. "Feel that?" she said. "A few linked sounds are catchy. Too many become a silly knot. Impossible to say. A little alliteration is a bright chain. Too much is a tangle. Link just enough, then stop."
After the lesson, Chain coiled comfortably beside the detectives, idly clinking a few of her links together in a soft, pleasant rhythm. For a long time, Chain had wondered if she was just a gimmick, a creature who made words cute, all clinks and tongue twisters, while the deeper figures carried real meaning. She'd half believed linking sounds was just decoration. But coiled in the warm light, clinking gently, Chain understood her gift more kindly. Linking sounds wasn't just cute. It did real work. It made a phrase stick, made it flow, made it a joy to say, so that a reader carried it in their memory long after. Half the sayings and titles people never forget were chained by her, and there was a quiet pride in being the one who made words memorable.
A warm, linked contentment settled through her body. She wasn't a gimmick. She was the chain that held a phrase together in the mind. And she clinked her links, content, in a soft and happy rhythm.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to chain. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.